USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are no new details on the South Florida condo collapse. The Miami-Dade County Mayor confirming that all of the 11 families who have lost loved ones have been notified. Florida's Chief Financial Officer and the State Fire Marshal, Jimmy Petronis, say the search and rescue for unaccounted for people from the Surfside condominium collapse will not conclude soon. He stresses the number of people conducting the search, comparing it to the scale of a hurricane relief effort.
The men and women that are working right now, the task forces that are on the ground, 370, that's the largest deployment in the history of the state of Florida that's not a hurricane.
News out of the Supreme Court says New Jersey can't block construction of a natural gas pipeline, saying the developer can use eminent domain to take the state property. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The World Health Organization is urging people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus to keep wearing masks and practice social distancing to protect against the Delta variant. More lockdowns are in place for countries like the UK and Bangladesh. Los Angeles also telling people to wear masks inside, to which Dr. Marty McCrary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News.
You're going to hear a lot of fear-mongering about the Delta variant, so let me break it down. It's about 40 to 60% more transmissible, but no evidence that it's more deadly. We were told the B117 mutation was more deadly. The research came in showing that it's not. Because it is more contagious, we're seeing those who are not immune, primarily the young, see more cases. We're also testing too many people who already have immunity. That's in violation of the CDC guidelines.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden promoting his infrastructure plan in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, as rescue teams continue to search for survivors in the debris of a collapsed beachside condo tower near Miami, Florida, we are starting to hear locals describe some of the historic rescue efforts.
As the Surfside, Florida rescue efforts continue, looking for survivors from the building collapse last week, local resident Michael Ruiz on Fox News describes the area and the people of the area.
Well, we live just down the street, and it's just overwhelming. There's an overwhelming sadness. Things are not the same down here. Everybody's just pretty much in a loom of just sadness of everything that's going on. It was so close to home, so close to each one of our own buildings, yes. You've got a building and you literally cut it in half, and with all these apartments just having everything sticking out.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul is convinced the Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul is convinced the COVID-19 outbreak started with a leak from a Chinese lab. He claims the nation's government is covering up the truth.
They detained the doctors in order to silence them. They disappeared journalists. They destroyed lab samples. They hid the fact that there was clear evidence of human-to-human transmission.
Next month, the House Foreign Affairs Committee will release their report on the origins of COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.